the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com, and we were talking about Jimmy Carter, and basically I view his book and any other thing that he has done as orchestrated opposition. He was a charter member of the Trilateral Group. He has always worked for the bankers. In fact, when they decided to install him as president, they were trying to get the religious vote, and they wanted the Southerners to join in and become a part of the political process, and that's why they chose Jimmy Carter. And the other thing that was very controversial was that when he gave when he released the Panama Canal to Panama. And the only reason he did that was because Panama owed the international bankers a lot of money, and the only way that they were going to be able to pay them back was to take control of the canal. And that is the only reason. It was not because he thought it would be a nice thing, a nice gesture for Panama, but because he's in bed with the international bankers. That's it.
Yes, that is extremely, extremely true. It also must not be forgotten that when the Zionist entity invaded Lebanon in 1978, Jimmy Carter offered his full support to it. And this is something that isn't discussed as much as it should be, but people tend to forget that the Zionist entity occupied South Lebanon for 22 ungodly years. And in the second invasion, the second Israeli invasion of South Lebanon in 82, they murdered 20,000 Palestinians and Lebanese in the first 3 months. So this was one of the bloodiest acts of military adventurism that the Zionist entity had ever engaged in. And Jimmy Carter did not offer a peep of condemnation about it. So the point of me bringing up the fact that the Carter Center had offered its solidarity with Khadr Adnan was simply that because of the amount of pressure and attention that it's getting on social media, I guess that Jimmy Carter's center felt it would be in their own interest to reply, to keep up this image that they do support the Palestinian people. But it certainly must be said that for anyone to truly support the Palestinian people, you not only need to reject the idea of this usurping Zionist beast in the middle of the Arab world, in the middle of the Holy Land, it's also a matter of rejecting the very construct of a quote-unquote Israeli, because Israeli is a fabricated identity. It is an artificial construct.
Exactly. You are so correct in that. We've heard recently Newt Gingrich that said that the Palestinians were a fabricated people, that they were created people, and that is so absurd for him to say that, because there were always people living there. The Palestinians have lived there for generations and generations, and it is amazing that the propaganda that was introduced early in 1900, that the land was empty and that there needed to be, that it was a land without a people, for a people without a land. That's a bunch of garbage. And for people to take this stance, that the Palestinians weren't living there, and that somehow the Israelis, the Jews, could just come in and take over their land is just egregious beyond belief. Alrighty, we do have to take a break, and when we come back, we will take some callers at 800-313-9443.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com, and we will take calls at 800-313-9443. And we do have a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and take Barry from California.
Good morning, Deanna, and good morning,
Hi.
Jonathan.
Salam.
How you guys doing? Hey, Jonathan, my heart goes out to these people. You know, I could imagine, you know, I have grandchildren and I have a daughter that I live with, and having someone come over and just take me away, that would tear them up, you know. But the reason why I'm calling is I saw a video, Iraq Veterans Against the War, and American Soldiers Are Waking Up is the title of it. And at the 8:24 mark, a guy named Michael Blake that was over there in Balad, he said when he was at, he did a speech, a man from Balad came over to him, and that's where he was at. And he started hugging the man and started crying, and the man told him, it's okay, I forgive you. That just tore me up because these guys know that we shouldn't have been over there in the first place. And they're ordered to kill children and women. And then someone was on Rick Adams, Dr. K, was saying that this one lady came over to a soldier that was crying after he had to shoot. It got to him, and the lady forgave him. I mean, for them to forgive the soldiers after they did it, that's just tears me up. I mean, all I can do is cry. I mean, this is wrong.
Well, you know, my brother, this is something that many people in the West, unfortunately, do not understand about the Arabs and the Muslim Arabs in particular, is that we are a very forgiving people. And I have seen the video that you're talking about, and it's very dear to my heart also, because as most of the brothers and sisters listening should know by now, is I am Iraqi. My father comes from Kufa in southern Iraq, which is now a part of the province of Najaf. And it has touched my heart, because the Iraqi people are well aware, and you will hear this from Muslims all over the world, is that our beef is not with the American people. And the soldiers who are poor whites, poor blacks, and poor Latinos in this country, the elites, and of course by that we mean the Jewish elites, are sending poor people to go kill more poor people overseas. And the Iraqis recognize this, and the Palestinian people also. The Palestinian people are a people of such magnificence and such compassion that they have repeatedly stated throughout the years, despite my own exceedingly militant and exceedingly rock solid beliefs, that every single person identifying themselves as an Israeli, whether they live in lands conquered during the Nakba or lands conquered during the Naksa, should leave. It's my personal belief that all Zionist colonists should get up and leave Palestine. The matter is, of course, with the Palestinian people, and they have repeatedly said that if the Jews living on occupied and ethnically cleansed land would just rebuke violence and just rebuke Zionism, and if they would just apologize for all the crimes that they have committed against the Palestinian people for the last 130 years, they would forgive them and they would accept them on their land. The problem is not with the Palestinian people. The problem is not with the Iraqi people, the Afghan people, or the Kashmiri people. The problem is with the supremacists who continue to carry out these acts of military aggression.
I would love to see you come on Rick Adams' show, because he talks about this quite a bit, and him and Dr. K. If any way you could get that his information over to him, to Rick Adams, Diana, I think it would.
Yeah, it's
a different.
Well, it's up to Jonathan, but I will certainly. Rick is a wonderful radio host, and he talks a lot about some of the same things that I do.
Yes, and because some of the people that listen on his show are not able to listen at this time.
Absolutely.
So the more people that know about this would be better, I would think.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't.
And I do have a YouTube. I call it Truth Awakening channel, and I'm gonna put some of this stuff on here. So if there's anything that you can send over to me, Diana, so I can put it on my YouTube channel, that would be great.
Sure. All righty.
Thank you so much, and Brother Jonathan, I'll be praying for you and for the people over there. This is totally wrong, and what gets me even more mad is all the churches that are so bamboozled, supporting, which is, I don't call them Israel. That's not the true Israel. The true Israel is still spread out throughout the world, and this is just totally wrong.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks,
all righty. Thank you, Barry, for calling in. If you'd like to call in, make a comment, ask a question, just call 800-313-9443. And the churches, we need to understand that these are 501c3 organizations. They are corporations. They were incorporated by the government. They are not allowed to speak out against anything that the government does. And so basically they have sold their allegiance to the state. And that's a very sad thing, very sad thing. And I was looking at some figures during the break of the number of deaths from the wars, and we're talking almost 83 million deaths from the two world wars, and that's not including the people who were wounded or missing. We're talking 83 million deaths.
That is an absolutely astounding figure. An astounding figure. And I would assume that that also does not include the number of deaths under Jewish communism either.
No, that is just the people killed in, and this includes civilian deaths. In World War II, 49 million civilians were killed. 49 million. Twice as many. There were 24 million military deaths in World War II. And 49 million civilian.
And the people who carried out these wars, and it is very integral to understanding the current global geopolitical picture for us to understand what took place during World War I and World War II, because World War I represented the complete evisceration of the Ottoman Empire and the breakup of the Middle East on British and French colonial lines. And when we say British-French colonial lines, brothers and sisters, we do mean Rothschild lines, because the Rothschild family does control both England and France through their central banks. And World War II, with the evisceration of Germany and the unfortunate defeat of the Nazi Party, which did represent the resistance to Jewish imperialism at that time, we watched Jews emigrate from Europe into Palestine, and World War II basically represented a solidification, the solidification that the Zionist power configuration needed to go forth and establish Palestine, which they had been working for decades prior to World War II. You cannot speak about what is happening today in the Middle East and in Palestine in particular without understanding the two world wars that the Zionists started. And you don't have to take our opinion for it, brothers and sisters. You can go listen to it literally right from the horse's mouth when you listen to the words and read the works of Benjamin Friedman, who was, I guess what you could call a high-ranking Zionist within the international Jewish community. And he was the son of a millionaire, was a millionaire himself, a very, very wealthy Jewish businessman who literally could not believe his eyes and ears when he sat in on the high-level meetings of the World Zionist Congress, and he turned against them. And he went broke, spending all of his money to fight Jewish power and international Zionism. And he not only pinpointed but confirmed, considering his information was that of inside information, that both world wars, World War I and World War II, were the works of international Jewish intrigue. For us not to understand what took place during this time in world history, we will not understand what is taking place now, because we are simply seeing a repeat, just a different region of the world.
Exactly. That's exactly correct. And as I've been studying World War I and all of the things that occurred in the Ottoman Empire, it all had to do with money. First, they got them so much in debt that then they come in and they take more and more political power and seize more cultural power. And it's all because of money. And it is an amazing thing how they infiltrate and take political power, make loans, get everybody into their debt, which is basically, it started with the Suez Canal. And, these big infrastructure projects, they lend the money, and then soon they're taking political power. And then if you can't pay the money, they take more political power. And it is amazing. You can see it in this country. See it in every country. All righty, we do have to take a three-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today after a word from our sponsors. So stay tuned.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now. Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Yes, today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com. Jonathan, you have some news that you'd like to share with us.
Yes, I do. A friend of mine who lives in the occupied West Bank village of Nabi Saleh, and for those brothers and sisters who do not have their ears to the ground in occupied Palestine, Nabi Saleh is a very tiny village of about 500 people, and most of the people in this village are related in one way or another, and it was the site where the very first death of nonviolent resistance took place. The village has been resisting for more than 2 years now, the colonization, at the hands of three Jewish settlements that have encircled the village, and a young man by the name of Mustafa Tamimi was shot in the face with a tear gas canister in December of last year and murdered in cold blood by IOF. And a friend of mine who would like me to keep his name private happens to be Brother Mustafa's cousin, and he is a journalist who has been following the Khadr Adnan case very closely. And he has just revealed to me that Brother Khadr Adnan has officially ended his hunger strike. So, alhamdulillah, he's beginning to take in food right now, and he is going to adhere to the deal at the behest of his wife, and his father that he will be released on April 17th. And he has also vowed that if in fact the Zionist regime does fabricate any evidence against him, or if in fact they do not release him on April 17th, he will not only begin his hunger strike anew, he will call on every single Palestinian prisoner throughout the Zionist dungeon system to hunger strike as well. So it appears that what I had mentioned just a little while ago, that the Zionist entity does not want any chaos, that does appear to be the case. And they have in fact put in writing that they will release him on the 17th, and the brother has ended his historic 66-day hunger strike. So I guess... Alhamdulillah, and my salams and blessings go out to his family, and it's a miracle that he survived this long, and his act of determination and his act of steadfastness and his act of gallantry will literally be remembered for years, decades, and even centuries to come.
Amazing. I feel the same way, and wish him the best and his family. What a difficult thing this must have been, but what an absolutely courageous thing that he has done. Amazing. Alrighty, let's take a call. Let's take Terrell from Oakland.
Hey, greetings, Deanna.
Deanna,
sorry. And brother Jonathan, hey, how you doing? I had the pleasure of making his acquaintance recently when I was on a trip in Europe, living in Holland, and witnessing the brainwashing that takes place with European citizens. And so I'm grateful to be able to wake up this morning and hear this wonderful voice of fire, you know, speaking the words of truth. So I want to thank my brother for coming on the air and sharing this, and much solidarity to the brother Cotter Anon as well in his hunger strike. And I'm glad to hear the news that this has ended, you know, peacefully, and with, you know, him in hopefully a better healthful state as he goes on. But what I wanted to ask the brother to maybe touch on is this build up to this war with Syria and this war with Iran, and what it is that we can, you know, anticipate in the coming weeks to be coming out of the Zionist media, you know, as far as methods of false flag terrorism and propaganda against the Islamic Iranian Republic.
Well, first and foremost, my dear brother, it's really a blessing and a pleasure to hear your voice again. I know that we haven't spoken for quite some time. We're going to have to change that, inshallah khair.
Yes.
But I know that we are running out of time, so inshallah you can send me an email a bit later on, and we'll talk we'll talk more on a personal level a bit later. But I feel that what we are seeing now in Syria and Iran is I guess what you could call it is fourth generation warfare, where the countries are picked apart from the inside out. What made Libya a target is because the country was weakened and already infiltrated by Zionist American forces, and NATO was well aware that that Libya is a very flat country, and militarily it was an easy target to pick apart. There was really no army to speak of. On the other hand, in Syria does have a very robust army, and they're very well armed, and it would not be in NATO's interest to invade that country, nor would it be in their interest to invade Iran. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that we have to realize is that Syria has a defense pact with Russia and a defense pact with Iran, and that's why we saw Iranian warships go into the Syrian port of Tartus just a few days ago.
Mm.
But at the same time, The Foundation for Defense of Democracies, which is a Zionist neocon front, which is directly related to the Foreign Policy Initiative, which is nothing but the repackaging of the project of a new American century. Same Zionist warmongers, same Jewish supremacists that brought us the deconstruction of Yugoslavia, the demolition of Afghanistan, and the annihilation of Iraq. They have sent an open letter to President Obama today, calling for him to set up safe zones inside Syria, and calling for him to directly and overtly arm and fund the rebels.
Of course.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Jonathan Azariah. Sorry. I wanted to put an R in there, and there's no R in there. The website is maskofzion.com. And you were talking about a letter that the PNAC group, or a group similar to the PNAC group, it's probably the same people, the people who talk on Fox News and tell us about how bad Iran is and that we've got to get in there, and that they sent a letter to Obama.
Yes, and they were calling for a direct NATO invasion of Syria, for them to set up safe zones. And anyone who's familiar with the history of the Project for a New American Century should know that they called for the exact same thing to be set up in Yugoslavia. And this led to the complete and total decimation of Serbia and the erection of Kosovo as a quote-unquote nation state, but in reality, it's really just a mafia-controlled bantistan. It has no sovereignty whatsoever, and they'd like to see the exact same thing done to Syria. And this is perfectly in line with Oded Yanon's famous document, A Strategy for Israel in the 1980s, as well as the famous Clean Break papers that were written by the three-time investigated Israeli spy, also known as the American exceptionalist, Richard Perle, who was referred to as the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, yes.
And
terrible person.
really, really awful human being. Really has no business living whatsoever. I mean, or just a real, real cruel person and really the lowest form of humanity. And he has much, much blood on his hands. And Richard Pearl, Douglas Fife, Eric Adelman, Dan Senor, and of course, Paul Wolfowitz and Stephen Solars, who was responsible for the first Gulf War. These men are now calling for Obama to invade Syria on the back of NATO. And regarding Brother Terrell's question about Iran, I really see the exact same thing. I do not see an invasion of Iran, because it needs to be stated that the Israeli military, even though it is constantly referred to as the second, third, or fourth most powerful military in the world, when they fought Hezbollah, the Righteous Lebanese Islamic Resistance in South Lebanon, they got their behinds handed to them. Hezbollah beat the hell out of them. And this was just a ragtag force of indigenous guerrilla fighters who were fairly well armed, but nowhere near the capacity in terms of quantity or quality that the Israeli military had, and the Israeli military didn't stand a chance. So for the Zionist occupation army to go up against a well-armed, well-trained military force like Iran, I just don't believe they would stand a chance. I believe what we are going to see is a tightening of the crippling sanctions that are really, really hurting the Iranian people at this moment. I have friends who live in Qom, and I have friends who live in Mashhad, and I also have a few friends that live in Tehran, and they are telling me that the sanctions are having an effect. There's
Of course. And it always affects the elderly, the children,
yes,
women, and that is so awful. And this is something that they've used since World War One. It's just starvation. It's death by starvation or death by withholding the things that they need. And of course, it happened in Iraq. It happened. It's happened a lot of places. It happened to Europe in World War One. Yes. Why don't we take another call? Let's take Sheila in Pennsylvania. Sheila, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Deanna. And I just wanted to say, the first time I ever talked to you, I don't know if you remember, but I said that I had prayed to Father God to lead me to someone who speaks the truth. And it just so happens that I clicked onto your broadcast, and Jonathan and you were on. And so, you know, it was just such a wonderful revelation, and I just want to thank you for having your show so that people like Jonathan and others can come out and speak the truth. That is just such a blessing. I just wanted to also say, you know, I heard you mention about 501c3 and how it's government-controlled, and you're absolutely correct. And I had a personal experience, I mean, not directly with me, but someone that I knew, a pastor, in fact. And now this pastor was, now this wasn't during church time, okay, this was after church, and I guess maybe in his home or some place that they rented out, they had a congregation attend, and he was teaching them about Agenda 21. Would you believe that one of the council members from that church came to him and basically said, shut up about Agenda 21 or ship out? I was appalled.
Well,
I was appalled, Deanna. And so,
amazing.
It is. And so what I want to say, okay, like to Jonathan and you know, I blame the Christians. I'm a Christian, but I'm sorry, I blame them, because they are these Christian Zionists who pray for Israel. I say pray for Iran. Israel is the enemy. And I don't know how to wake up these Christian people. I was recently at a wonderful woman's home, and she's a Christian, and we were praying. And prior to us praying, my sister brought out about Christian Zionism and different things we talked about. But I don't know if she... It solidified in her mind what my sister was trying to impact upon her, because when she prayed, the prayer was so beautiful, but in the end she said, oh, and pray for Israel. And my chin just dropped. And one more thing I just want to say, it's how do we get through to these Christian people? Because as soon as you bring up Israel, they just want to jump on you. They attack you. I even had a young girl that I used to go to church. I used to belong to this particular church, and I know her dad or her grandfather. He was a pastor, and my sister and I had the opportunity to be in their home one day, and I was bringing out about the Jews. I wanted to tell him that it's the Jews that are the enemy. They're not the chosen, that Jesus Christ was not a Jew, that it's not the Arab people. It's the Jews that are the troublemakers and the killers. And right away, the young girl spoke up and said, oh, but the Jews are the chosen. And she had such an arrogance in her voice, and it just disheartened me. And I tried to explain to her. And I just want to ask this question real, real quick. The pastor gave me this book. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's called Is Alberto for Real? Have you ever heard of that book?
No, I haven't.
Okay, this book, I know it's all hokey because, like Jonathan brought out and you brought out about the Jesuits, that the Jesuits, the first Jesuits of the Catholic Church were Jews. And so this Alberto, as I understand, he was an ex-Jesuit priest, and he's bringing out, but it's basically he's blaming it on the Catholics. And once again, you have to go to the source, and you have to realize that these Jews took over the Catholic Church, and they're controlling the Catholic Church, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think since the 1800s.
I'm not sure of the exact date, but certainly when you have the Pope apologizing to Israel, then you have the same, you know, it's the same scenario as the politicians, as Jimmy Carter apologizing to Israel.
Exactly. So if you know, if you could please tell me, or if you could email me, and if you need my email address, I'll be happy to.
Why don't you send me an email at deanna@spingola.com, and I will send you something that's very good.
Right.
In fact, I might share it with the listeners this week. It's just basically an open letter to Christian Zionists. Jonathan, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I do. I do have a few things to say. The first and foremost, Sister Sheila is right on the money when she says that Jesus, alayhi salam, Messiah Jesus, alayhi salam, is not a Jew. And this is a common repeated phrase by Jewish interests and by Christian Zionists. Jesus was from the Galilee, which would make him a Galilean, which would make him a Palestinian. Jesus did not look anything like the Jews of today. Jesus actually looked more like me and other Arabs. And Jesus did not come to correct or reform the Torah, as it is often said. Jesus came with a completely and totally different new law in the gospel, one of humanitarianism, of universalism, of brotherhood, of love, of respect and of equality. This was in direct conflict with the teachings of the Pharisees, which were the teachings of hate, of racism, of supremacism, and of Jewish elitism and chosenness. So Jesus was fighting a spiritual revolution against the Pharisees, who, of course, ended up pushing him to death. And I think that it has to be also said, because the sister asked a question, how do you wake people up? And I don't really know if I'm in the, well, how do you wake Christians up? And I don't know if as a Muslim, I have the right to say such a thing. But my good friend, Brother Chuck Carlson, who runs the tremendous website regarding all things related to Christian Zionism, We Hold These Truths. Everyone should go visit it. He, in the beginning, when he used to march on these mega churches run by the likes of scumbags like Pastor John Hagee well, that's what he is. I'm sorry.
I know. I just think it sounded funny coming from you.
There's simply no eloquent way to put it. That's exactly what he is. He's a sack of slime, and so is Pat Robertson.
Exactly. You're right.
And, you know, him and his ministry, Straight Gate Ministry, they would march down there with all of these statistics about Palestinian children slaughtered and Iraqi children and Afghan children slaughtered. And you know what? It wouldn't work because these people are so brainwashed that they just can't see the forest for the trees. So he tried a new approach. And this new approach, to me, this is an approach that simply cannot be argued with. He'd go down there with signs saying, who would Jesus kill? And what would Jesus bomb? And no matter what people may think regarding the chosenness of the Jewish people, which of course is a historically rabbinical lie. But there is no way in hell that anyone can honestly, sincerely believe that Messiah Jesus, who was the very pinnacle and the very, who exemplified peace, love, justice, harmony, and brotherhood, could get behind the controls of a tank or an F-16 to bomb children. So regardless of whether the children are Arab or Jewish, black, white, yellow, green, or any other color, there's simply no way that Jesus would ever kill people. And anybody that would suggest such a thing, it's very clear that they're not Christians. Because a Christian, as far as I'm concerned, is a person who adheres wholeheartedly to the anti-Jewish supremacism teachings of Jesus. And if they're not doing that, then to me, they're not really Christian. Really, they're simply Jews masquerading as something else.
Exactly. And Jesus did say, suffer the children to come unto me. I mean, that's how he felt about them. He certainly wouldn't be killing them. Sheila, did you have another question or comment?
Well, I agree with everything Jonathan just said. I agree 100% wholeheartedly. And I'm just so saddened by it. And I have all this information, and I just don't know how to reach these people. And, I just died.
Sometimes people just are in a state of denial. They have allegiances to their churches. Their churches are state incorporated, and it's very difficult to break something that they have an emotional tie to, even though they claim to be Christian. If they open the New Testament and read what he said, and read what he says about them, the Jews being the synagogue of Satan, they're listening too much to their state churches and not to Christ.
I agree. And I just want to just say one more thing, because I don't want to monopolize all my time, because you probably have other callers, but I want to say this. You're absolutely right. And you know what else? I'll even go as far to say that they're even blinded. When they read the Bible, they're taught to read it like a tunnel vision. And because, this pastor has been pastoring this church for many, many years. He's an elderly man now, getting ready to retire. And I showed him in the book of Matthew where Jesus himself said that the Jews are the children of hell, and that their father is Satan the devil, and that they're not even of God. And you know what his answer back to me was? Gee, I never saw that.
Oh, my word.
Exactly.
That tells you everything you want to know about his pastoring and and where he's getting his information. I mean, you have to go to the source.
Absolutely, and that's the kind of person I always go to the root. I don't, put my mind on the symptoms, but I go to the root, because unless a person goes to the root, the symptoms will always remain.
Of course.
Well, thank you so much, Deanna, as always. Wonderful show. And Jonathan, thank you. You're such a wonderful young man. I tell everyone about you.
Well, thank you so much, sister. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings to you, and you too, Deanna.
Thank you, and same to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jonathan, some of our listeners want to know what it is you say after you mention Jesus, or after you mention somebody that is very important to you.
I say alayhi salam, which is in Arabic, it means peace be upon him. After the name of a prophet or an imam, I say alayhi salam, peace be upon him. And if I happen to mention a certain saint of Islam, and also any saint of the Christian religion, we say radiyallahu anhu, which means may God be pleased with him.
Okay, that's what I thought. But anyway, thanks for clarifying that. That's great. All righty, we are going to break momentarily, but let's take Rick from Kansas real quick. Rick?
Hi, Deanna. I've talked to you before about energy, but here I'm going to talk to you about something that I do, and that is experiment on the public. And I'm a redneck through and through. And the closest town I have is 2 hours away, that's large, with Walmart. And so when I go there, I like to play with the public. So what I do is I load a Walmart cart up with the intentions of not purchasing one thing, and I load it up like as if I'm getting ready to leave town. And then people look at me and they go, what's going on? What do you know? and I tell them about you guys on RBN. And so, and man, I'm telling you what, guys, when people are starting to face something that they don't know and they see someone else in a progressive, taking care of business manner, they start paying attention. And so that's one thing I'd like for everybody here to do as well, is pay attention to me right now, because I'd like to ask you to join me in prayer. Loving gracious Father, I get down on my knee and I pray for these people who listen to RBN and the truthers out there, Lord. Pray for all those mysteries that we don't know about. I'd like to ask you, Lord, to enlighten us. Give us your hand so that we might be guided by you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for Deanna and her program. I love all of you out there. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. We will now go to a break. Thank you, Rick.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today has been Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com. And it's certainly always a pleasure to have you on the program. Your passion and your knowledge are just wonderful, and you have a great love for the people there, and it really does show.
Well, sister, I can say the same for you, and I would like very much to thank you for having me on again. And I would also like to tell everybody that even though Brother Khadr Adnan has ended his historic hunger strike and he will be freed on April 17th, according to the Zionist occupation authorities, the point is he still is locked up. And the Zionist entity is notorious for its falsehood. And as Messiah Jesus alayhi salam told the Pharisees, your tongue is that of the liar. The only tongue that you know how to speak is lying, and that is very true to this day. All the Israeli military and the Israeli regime, the Israeli usurping regime does is lie. So even though this deal is in place, there is no doubt in my head that they may well renege on it. So it's important to keep the pressure on the Zionist entity through social media and by maintaining contact with Brother Khadr Adnan's family and continuing to write articles about him and shedding light on his struggle. And also, there are still 309 Palestinians locked up in administrative detention and another 8,000 locked up in Zionist dungeons across occupied Palestine. So we must continue to bring this brutality and bring this crime against humanity to light until not only all of them are freed, but until every last inch of Palestine is liberated from the Zionist filth currently residing there. And I guess the last
thing... Exactly.
And I guess the last thing I would like to tell all the brothers and sisters listening is please pay attention to maskofzion.com in the coming days, because I will be releasing a very, very important article called The Anti-Semitism Accusation and the Affirmation of Zionist Arrogance. It's going to be a landmark piece for all people who reject the idea of chosenness and who dabble in the historical studies of Holocaust revisionism. And it's a topic that needs to be discussed. So
absolutely. And when you have that finished, I would love to have you back on the program to talk about it. And I share your concern also. Even though they have he's gone off his fast, I mean, he's still very ill, very weakened, very vulnerable. And who's to say what will happen to him?
Yes, exactly. And on the last break, my friend Nabi Saleh had sent me an SMS message, and he told me that his wife, Randa, is very ecstatic, and she said that this is a victory for Palestinian steadfastness. And that absolutely is true. So I do not want to denigrate Brother Khadr Adnan's historic victory and the historic and tremendous achievement that he was able to engage in. But with that said, we cannot simply toss Zionist history out the window, and that is a history of liars. So inshallah khair, God willing, Khadr Adnan will be just okay, and we will all see liberation very soon.
Hopefully that is the case. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Salam, sister.
Salam. Bless your heart. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.